Som de nanã, ewa, 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 e. Som de nanã, ewa, ewa, ewa.
The song you just heard was Cordeiro de Naná by the 1960s Brazilian folk group Os Chicoas. It's hard to listen to it and not feel moved by its gorgeous vocal hook. French DJs Polo and Pan certainly were. Almost 60 years later, the pair has chosen to sample Cordeiro de Naná for their electronic hit, Nana. Music, like culture, is a progression. A little riff by some Brazilian folk singers can become the crux of a modern French disco tune, and through commercials and word of mouth, slowly seep its way into American Spotify playlists. I believe that, in many ways, ancestry represents a similar mixing process. Half of me can be traced to Vienna, and the other half to Japan and Hawaii. My Orthodox Jewish grandfather immigrated to the United States to escape the Nazi occupation, and he raised my dad in Kew Gardens, Queens. My mom was born and raised in Hawaii, just like her parents and grandparents, who were the children of some of the first Japanese to come to the islands. As the product of two pretty disparate cultures, I've always been interested in the concept of hybridity. While I understand the usefulness of adhering to certain frameworks, I typically find myself drawn to people and products that can blend disciplines and ways of thinking in ways I haven't seen before. As a teenager, for example, I played guitar in the rhythm section of my school jazz band. While we played many blues-based classics like Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train, our conductor also had a certain proclivity for Latin jazz. I soon fell in love with bossa nova, a mix between Brazilian samba and classic jazz. I no longer had to stay in certain pentatonic scales, and I was free to employ chord voicings in ways that would have been frowned upon in more traditional big band settings. The song you're hearing now is a bossa nova classic called The Girl from Ipanema, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim and performed by Frank Sinatra. Although it has been run to the ground a tad by its use as elevator music, it still powerfully illustrates what, for me, made bossa nova so special. It conveys Brazil's historic reverence for dance, while, especially in this case, incorporating elements of Western music in its string and horn sections. As someone who didn't see himself as really Austrian or Japanese, I felt quite strongly about this style of music that incorporated two cultures so cohesively. Music for me, in some ways, has always been an expression of dual identity. I don't really have a desire to be the most technically proficient in any one genre or set style of performance. I would much prefer to take the rudiments of music from different genres and geographies and make something I'm not traditionally supposed to. Take this guitar riff, for example. I wrote it in a sort of bossa nova style. The melody is syncopated in a call and response between the bass notes and the jazz chord tones. At its heart, it's pretty traditional stuff. I enjoy taking melodies like these and pairing them with sounds and playing styles that would be deemed incongruous by traditional music theory. So here is that same Latin-inspired melody in a modern, low-fidelity rock setting. So the guitar is now colored by a British rock distortion, made popular by bands like the Sex Pistols, and paired with a slightly out-of-tune keyboard that could be used by slow-tempo electronic producers, such as Flume, or even Canadian musicians like Mac DeMarco. The drums are snare and bass drum heavy, like many early 2000s American garage bands, such as The Strokes. In this way, a pretty tame Brazilian-inspired riff has become part of a greater hybrid, just as the vocals of Cordeiro de Naná became the driving force for a French electronic dance song. Just as music is progressing to a stage where the best parts of different genres can be blended cohesively, I believe that the United States is experiencing a similar cultural integration. I know that both sides of my family would have benefited greatly had they been able to mix elements of their respective value systems from the beginning. My dad told me a story once about how he bought smoked salmon for my mom's cousins in Honolulu. Even though my mom's cousins loved sushi, they refused to eat the smoked salmon because they had never seen Jewish food and were repulsed by how unfamiliar it appeared. By the same token, the first time my dad had sushi, he thought he wasn't going to be able to keep it down. I'm grateful that my parents had the life experience to teach my sister and I about both of their families' respect for cuisines from the beginning so that we could appreciate both. Being a cultural and musical hybrid has helped me to identify with authors like Stuart Hall. Hegemony has been and remains the enemy. To call myself one race or the other definitively would mean pigeonholing myself with a set of stereotypes. If I were to subscribe to only one musical framework, it would make anything I write redundant. I have no intention of picking sides. I would much rather subvert expectations than meet them.